guided by Christ made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church, for ministries of healing and wholeness, for hospital, hospice, and military chaplains, for those serving in prison ministry, for all who proclaim freedom and release in the name of Christ, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For creation, for insects in the grass, clouds on the mountaintops, for cattle and horses and the rainwater they drink, for eagles whose great wings soar in the wind, for the humility to take our place among all creatures of the earth, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the nations and the countries of the world, for all who lead in cities and towns, provinces and countries, for community organizers, school officials, and CEOs, for international health organizations, that in times of trial, fear, or hopelessness, they find freedom in service to those most in need, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For all wearied by life's burdens, for those who are poor, for those lacking supportive relationships, for those crushed by debt, for those struggling with chronic pain or other injury or illness, for those exhausted from overwork or stress, and for all who cry out to you for healing and restoration. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Elaine S., Ruth, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For long-term care and retirement homes in outbreak from COVID, for hospitals and ICUs and the staff who care for patients, for families whose loved ones have died, for all who have the virus. We especially remember Crescent Care Listowel and People Care Tavistock. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the congregations of Zion and St. Peter's, for outreach and social ministries centered there, for parish nurses and visitors, for ministries of companionship and support, for the young people in this place who open us to new understandings, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed, who were called by name and now rest from their labors, that their lives serve as witnesses to the goodness of God, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. O loving God, you know the needs of all the world. By your Spirit, grant that we, having turned to you in prayer, now might turn to one another in peace. Tend and keep what you have made, and love our neighbor with the love of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you, and if you live alone, give somebody a phone call or send an email. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts. Freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith. Increase our hope and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. Our sending song today is a favorite. I love to tell the story, and it is from the ELW hymn number 661. May God be with you this week. May you stay safe. May you stay healthy. May you be well. Amen.